Welcome to another Take Note podcast, episode 106. My name is Chris Harper. This podcast is a summary of one of our recent Take Note radio programs, which is heard weekdays on Harvest Family Radio Guam. Every day on that program, we discuss a theme or topic from the Word of God between songs. The podcast version provides about a 10-minute recap of one of our favorite programs, minus the music. Today we want to ask you to take note of 1 Timothy 1, 12 through 17. The Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy in the book we'll discuss today, and Paul, in the short section we address, is praising God for his mercy. He's reminding Timothy of the mercy he has received, and reminding anyone who reads it after Timothy of the mercy they have received. Today, it also serves as our reminder. We're in 1 Timothy 1, 12 through 17, and "I obtained mercy" is our theme. Sometimes the most unusual people are selected by God and used in His ministry. This has been the case from the very beginning. His mercy and grace are at play in the lives of all His servants, and it is only by His mercy and grace that we're made usable. Paul the Apostle was greatly used by God, but look at his background. He was hardly the ideal candidate by man's standards. Perhaps he was the last one we would have imagined to be the servant he was. What happened? Well, our text begins to explain. 1 Timothy 1:12, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." No one has a place in ministry that's not given by God. We serve at His direction and at His choosing. He knows our faithfulness or our lack thereof, and He provides enablement. All our resources for success come from Him. And for this, he deserves to be thanked. Paul was thankful for his place of service, partially because he was so unlikely. Do you remember his testimony? He begins to explain in 1 Timothy 1:13, "Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." When Paul was a religious but lost man, he blasphemed against God, persecuted God's people, and injured them. He deserved punishment for this, but he received none. That's the definition of mercy. He did these things because he didn't believe in Jesus and because he was ignorant about who the Messiah was. But he did it. You don't have to be committing these types of sins to be considered in need of mercy, because all are sinners, and the wages of sin is death, and all must pay for their sin. When we don't, it's because of God's mercy. Well, there was more at work here, just as there's more at work for any believer in Christ. Let's read on. 1 Timothy 1:14, "And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." The word for exceeding abundant is overflowing. Grace is a gift from God which we don't deserve, and that gift overflowed in Paul's life. And with the grace came the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. We're getting a picture of all God does when He saves us and sets us to work in His Great Commission ministry. No matter what our background or depth of entrenchment in sin, He pulls us out, setting us aside for His use. Because of mercy, we avoid punishment. Because of grace, we're given an immeasurable gift. All comes through God's Son, Jesus, who took the punishment we deserved for sin on the cross. And it seems Paul is constantly aware of this. 1 Timothy 1:15, "And this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Here is a true statement that should be accepted without question, Paul declares. Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and Paul regards himself as the worst of them, chief of sinners. But you know, we're really no different. We're all sinners by birth and sinners by choice, violating his law, missing the mark, acting as our own gods, far from him. For each of us, the story is different. But there's no human story apart from Christ without sin. And this sin is more than enough to separate us from God for good. For he is altogether holy, and nothing defiled or unclean enters his presence. This is the wonder of Jesus, leaving heaven to dwell among us, a sinless man among none but sinners, submitting himself to an unjust execution and willingly dying in our place and for our sins. Paul had firsthand experience, 1 Timothy 1:16. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. So Paul is indeed an example to us, a trophy of God's grace, a testimony to the mercy and the longsuffering of our God, one who shows us that no one is too far gone. His grace extends even to us, for it extended to Paul, right? Well, God deserves praise for all of this. 1 Timothy 1:17. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. We know that this merciful God is the eternal King, who rules forever. He's not seen by mortal eyes. He's the only wise God, worthy of honor and worthy of glory. And Paul's personal testimony should remind us of this. Our personal testimony should constantly remind us of this. We're the recipient, if we know Christ, of some wonderful gifts. Gifts that can only come from him. Well, you've been listening to the Take Note podcast. These few minutes together are brought to you by Harvest Ministries and KHMG on Guam. Our website is khmg.org, khmg.org. In every episode, we ask you to take note of a theme or topic from the Word of God. My name is Chris Harper. Thanks for listening.